Q94, your Mountain of Rock, and your 9 o'clock hour is brought to you by the Pizza Shack. And you'll find the Pizza Shack right off Port of Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. And don't forget, man, they got a great deal. Two large specialty pizzas for just $25, or large pizzas up to three toppings, $9 each, no limit. That's going down right now to Pizza Shack in West Plains off Port of Wagner Boulevard. Well, we got a more coaches, and wrapping up our coaches show on this Friday morning adventure on the Mountain of Rock Q94, Houston Tigers head coach Eric Sloan. How we doing, man?
Well, now you got me hungry. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking the Pizza Shack may be the place we need to go.
I'm telling you, could you look at that? I mean, three large, three-topping pizzas, $9 each.
That's, I'm telling you, I just take a road trip right now. That'd be good.
Oh, man, it is. It is the best. And, hey, if you ever go there, tell them you went to Gary Lee's special. That's black. Okay. That's a Canadian bacon, large, thin crust, Canadian bacon, black olives, and mushrooms. It is. It's the best. I'm telling you.
It sounds wonderful.
Oh, it is. Well, here we are, week 9, and, man, it flies by so stinking fast that you know, it's hard to believe that we have already reached the final week of the regular season. I mean, is it just me or is it flew by for you?
No, it's been super fast. And, you know, I think they tell you when you're little, you know, the older you get, the faster it goes. I believe that's the case, because you look at your group of seniors and you think, man, just yesterday they were freshmen. And time just, it goes by so fast, you better cherish every minute of it.
That's for sure. Well, last week you hosted the Mountain Grove Panthers, and, you know, they're pretty salty, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a good word to describe it. They just, man, they just pound you over and over, and, you know, Eastep's an exceptional athlete. And
fast.
He's fast. And he beats you with his eyes. I mean, starts to, you think you're about to corral him, and then he's headed the other way and jukes and jives and looks like a guy off of a video game. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the night, his stats just looked ridiculous. And, you know, we didn't do a very good job stopping the run. And, you know, they tried to throw it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I thought our DBs and our pass defense was great, and, you know, we covered it up down the field, and then he just tuck it and just take off running and, you know, just kind of really beat us up in the stat sheet with the rushing yards. But, you know, he's a great athlete, and they do such a good job running the flex bone, the option game, and, yeah, that was the tale of the night.
Well, tonight you've got the it doesn't get a whole lot easier. You got the Liberty Eagles. They're sitting at 6-2, and in the district, we're all in the same Class 2 District 3. They're sitting at number 2 right now. What are you seeing out of Liberty this year? Of course, you know, I'm sure you're well aware they got a different quarterback starting now.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know if that's real or or if that was just the last couple games kind of deal, but, you know, there's tunes everywhere. So,
yeah.
You know, obviously Parker, the oldest one, is a Division I athlete, going to play receiver, looks like, at the next level. And so now they're allowing him to get back out where he was, I guess, naturally playing. But,
yeah.
You know, when they put him at the quarterback spot, he's so dangerous because he's such a good runner, and he gets to running around, and if you leave your command too soon and you come up, he's just going to dump the ball over your head or throw it down the field 50 yards. So just an athletic weapon. But, you know, then when they decide they don't want him to be the quarterback, then they just bring in little brother, and then you got to worry about Parker out wide. And then not to mention all the other athletes, Rutledge and the guys that just, I mean, they seem like they've just played together so long. They just always know where each other's at. And, you know, if you take them to a backyard football tournament somewhere, I'm sure they're going to be very successful because they just have played together so long, and they just seem to always know where each other is at.
Well, they've been, you know, I've been saying, of course, I do all their ball games and have for years, and, you know, they've been kind of searching for an identity. And, you know, the identity they have is a defensive team. They,
yeah.
You know, they've not – they're averaging allowing 7 points a game. And, yeah, you know, they're scoring, you know, about 35 points a game. But their defense is really been that shining, glaring part of the their game.
Yeah, and you know, they're big up front, but everybody runs well. You know, so they don't give up big plays, and they swarm the ball, and they're super aggressive. And you know, I think that's just a testament to their athletic ability, and you know, they're well coached and seem to be pretty disciplined. So, you know, that's kind of tough to look at on film and try to find a weakness, because you know, there's not any glaring spots. You say, hey, that's a place we can attack.
Well, last year, and I hate to bring this back up, but it was October 25th, and, you know, I'm doing the game, and I'm like, Houston's going to win. Houston is going to win this football game, and then the craziest thing happened. I mean, I don't. It was crazy. It was fluke, but the final score was 6-0, and, yeah, you know, that's one that I'm sure the players that are there that was there last year and the coaches, you still taste that, don't you? You guys still taste that?
We do, but, you know, we only returned 3 starters from last year, and so a lot of youth movement, and, you know, they maybe watched it but didn't really play in it. So that's something that you definitely you think about, but you don't want to relive it by any means.
Well, it's you know, we've had some epic games, and the district is set up right now. You know, I mean, there's room where you can. You're not going to go any further below where you're at, but you could move up one, couldn't you?
I think so. You know, it's so hard to understand exactly how those formulas work, and the people in the mission offices are way smarter than I am, but. You know, I think we might move up. We might could move up one, but I don't know. I mean, right now it looks like we'd be playing at Forsyth, which, you know, wouldn't. Mm-hmm. We don't know much about them. It's kind of the SCA plus 3 teams in there. So,
yeah,
you know, you just try to find some common opponents, and you know, they appeared to be rock solid in the summer, and then started out kind of rough, but kind of got things going on again. So. Not real sure what happened early, but they're starting to figure it out, looks like, at least on paper.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you have a pretty good idea about the Mid-Lake Conference. Week 2, you played Springfield Catholic. You should have won that game. You know, that's one you should, you know. But what do you – how good is the Mid-Lakes Conference?
Oh, man. I don't know. You know, year in and year out, Fairgrove and Stratford seem to be at the top of that conference. You know, both of them appear to be down this year. I know Stratford lost both of them lost huge classes of seniors. Stratford, I think, won 2 games, and Fairgrove setting about 500.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're down a little bit. Catholic, you know, I think they're 7-1 right now. So 8-1, whatever. They've lost 1 game. And then last week they got beat by Hollister, I think, is a 2-win team, and, you know, they got beat by 30 points. So that was very, at least to us, that was like, whoa,
yeah,
what just happened there? But
yeah,
so I don't know. I just don't know. You know, we just don't know much about that conference, but, you know, we know where people's typically at. Forsyth's usually in the top 3 of that conference, but then there's some teams that – seem to struggle in there. So I just don't know, to be quite honest with you.
Well, we all shall find out soon enough. Again, the Houston Tigers, Liberty Eagles, that game will only air on the Fox 96.9. Pregame show starts at 6, kickoff 7 p.m. And the Liberty Eagles and the Houston Tigers senior night for Liberty. And then we'll kind of sort things out after that. Everybody, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, thank you, Gary.
Hey, we got more rock and roll coming at you out of that Morning Moans coming up here on the Mountain of Rock Q94. 9 o'clock hour brought to you by the Pizza Shack. And you know what? You can have it delivered. Use the Uber Eats app or DoorDash app. It's that simple. More rock and roll coming at you on the Mountain of Rock Q94.